With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. It's a farm-to-table story of sorts that just kind of makes you feel good. My wife and I were at the Mill Creek Farmers Market recently when we walked by a flower vendor tended by the nicest young lady with the most beautiful display set up under her awning. We struck up a conversation and discovered that besides producing some beautiful bouquets, Chong Vang and her family immigrated to the United States before ever planting flowers.
And your family came here from Thailand?
Thailand, yes.
Thailand. And when did you guys move here?
2004.
So you were just little.
Yeah, I was 4 years old when we moved here.
Chong says their flower business started about 10 years ago.
When we first moved here, we just helped around with markets with our relatives, cousins, and aunts. We just help around, we help them farm, and then my grandparents and my mom and my dad just decided to, like, hey, why not start a small business of our own? So we farmed with our relatives for like a year or so, and then we just decided to do it.
The 17-year-old flower farmer says their planting and cutting season is now a summer-long endeavor.
All summer long. In the beginning, we'll have like tulips and all that stuff, and then that'll be over. And after that, it'll be lilies and all that stuff. And then the ending flowers, they're dahlias.
Listen tomorrow to find out more about this ambitious young farmer, how she manages the family business, and with college right around the corner, where she sees her future. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.